Call.com.
Good morning at 295 going south at the Main Street exit in Oceanway. We're looking at a wreck there. 95 south at Golf Air. Another accident off to the side. It looks like it at least two or three cars involved in that wreck. And if you're at 10 going east, Lane Avenue, look out for a crash. It is on the right side of the highway. Partly cloudy today with the high of 86. Partly cloudy this evening, 68 below. Right now it's 73 at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The final poll of the Florida midterms from Quinnipiac University shows Democrat candidate Andrew Gillum leading Republican candidate Ron DeSantis 50-43. And for the U.S. Senate race, Senator Bill Nelson leading Republican Governor Rick Scott 51%-44%. Over 5 million votes have been cast, with 39.7% of them coming from Democrats, 39.3% have come from Republicans, and 21% have come from the others. Local election officials are predicting a voter turnout anywhere from 55 to 60%.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
On the flip side, I look at a state like Florida and anticipating the kind of historical ticket splitting that you've seen there could easily result in a situation where perhaps Rick Scott wins the Senate seat, Andrew Gillum wins the governorship. That's going to be a huge factor in terms of determining things post the next census and everything else that happens in a state that's critical for them.
Is that quite possible? Good morning, 703 at Dean Roger Henderson. The three fastest hours anywhere in morning talk radio. Voting begins today, ends at 7 o'clock tonight. Vote, vote, vote. Some of you have been asking. Ed, by the way, what if I skip a race? Your ballot is still good. Your ballot is still good. By the way, I skipped a few.
Right.
I skipped a few on my absentee ballot yesterday. I sent it in. I overnighted it, by the way. By the way, how many of y'all voted straight party line?
Good question.
How many of y'all voted straight party line out there? Roger was a man on the street, found some Democrats supporting Republicans. Republicans say, I don't vote straight Republican. So we're going to get to all those clips here in just a little bit. Is there going to be a blue wave today? Mo Etheridge, Georgetown Institute of Politics, says in Florida it's possible, but it could be a mini wave.
If you look at where they are today, heading into today, compared to this point 4 years ago in the last midterm, the Republicans last time had about a nearly 9-point advantage in the early vote coming into today. Right now they have nearly a 4-point advantage coming into today.
Now those numbers have been actually swiped around or turned around. Democrats actually have advantage as of this morning.
So this shows that Democrats are narrowing the early vote gap in a major state like Florida. And most people project Democrats will take the lead in the early vote after today's votes are counted. But let's make no mistake, anyone on the Democratic side that thinks there is going to be a blue tsunami needs to check their expectations. I think Democrats are going to be more...
Oh, maybe the Republicans think that there's going to be a red wave. The predictions are, Roger, that the House could flip.
Mm-hmm.
But the Senate, even some of those that are out there, that the Republicans could pick up. They got, what, a 51-49 that could go 54, 55 seats.
You know what? And a lot of the people who support Trump right now, they are mainly concerned about his judicial nominations, and that's where the decision, the confirmations take place in the U.S. Senate.
More as we continue to move along. Want to hear from you at 222-TALK, 222-8255. What do you guys think about out there of what may happen?
Florida elections are always competitive. And, this is a guy who, although he's much too liberal for Florida, I think he's got huge problems with how he's governed Tallahassee. He is an articulate spokesman for those far left views, and he's a charismatic candidate. And, I watched those Democrat debates. None of that was my cup of tea, but I mean, he performed better than the other people there. So we've got to work hard to make sure that we continue Florida going in a good direction. Let's build off the success we've had on Governor Scott. The last thing we need to do is to monkey this up.
So a lot of people said that was the day after he won the primary. And yet you interviewed a lot of people. Take a second here because I want to get to some of these clips.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear one individual, and you interviewed a lot of black people, said, well, I'm voting for Gillum because of DeSantis's, quote, racial comments. Did you see a lot of that?
No, I did not. However, I did hear from one lady, and hopefully you'll find the clip, who did believe, actually a couple of them, that the Republican parties did have some type of racial leaning against black people, and whether it had to do with voter restoration or the being fair in the economy. So, but no one really painted DeSantis with that brush at all that I spoke with.
So really, so it was about the issues.
Right.
All right, because I thought it was going to be more about race. That's what I was told, you know? On some of those out there. So let's get to some of the clips. Roger Henderson did a man on the street. These are great, folks. I'm getting a lot of good email responses on this. Want to hear what you think also at 222-TALK, 222-8255. Roger was at the early ballots this week in early voting polling locations and asked people, Republican, Democrat, white, black, other races out there, what they thought. Here's one that says she supports Gillum for all races and all the economic groups.
For governor, it's going to be Andrew Gillum, because I think what we have currently that's going on in our society today must come to an end. And I think he is for all the right values for the working people, not to give it to the tax benefit to the well and wealthy, but also giving it to the hardworking people that's going out in the public every day. And also, it's fair for all people, not just one race. It's for everyone. So immigrants that have came over to our country legally and the ones that's trying to become a citizen. So I'm all for Andrew.
All right. That's kind of an interesting observation there. She's a little bit all over the map on this, but I get what she's saying for
the
most part.
Yeah, I get the impression that the backstory of what she was saying between the lines was that she didn't think the economy was fair to minorities and that Andrew Gillum would help to correct that.
Yeah. How would he help to correct that? Now, your questions were good. Now, some people are going, well, where are the follow-ups? You didn't have much time to do all this,
right. First
off. But my question for those out there, I would have asked, okay, whether you can get it passed or not, what does he want to in place or put in that would make it all equal? Here's one that supports Ashley Moody.
Ashley Moody, I've heard her speak personally. There's a huge difference between what Republicans expect and what they will bring to the table. I think she's endorsed by 57 of the sheriffs in the county.
I think she's endorsed by a lot more, but yeah.
Which tells me a huge thing, that if there's 57 out of 66 sheriffs, then the only sheriffs that aren't are the ones in the blue counties, which is kind of understandable. But the law enforcement community needs an attorney general. She is the lead.
Well, actually, she does have a few from some of the Democrats.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. Yeah, some Democrat sheriffs actually support her as well.
Yeah, here's some that Roger found that supported Governor Rick Scott.
Bill Nelson's been in there since I was born almost, and he hasn't really accomplished anything, and Rick Scott's done great things for the state of Florida, and I want to see that continue.
All right, there's one for Rick Scott. Here's another one, supports DeSantis because of his view on lower taxes.
For Ron DeSantis. He just stands for more of what I believe in than Gillum.
What are those things?
Taxes for the state of Florida. I don't believe in taxing our state.
All right. So there was kind of an interesting question. Here's a Republican, Roger, found that voted for Andrew Gillum. By the way, did you know that there is a Facebook page? Republicans for Andrew Gillum.
I did not know that.
I found that last night. There's about 156 people and members of that. But I'm still trying to find out North Conservative Democrats for Gillum. I'm trying to find that page.
Out of 30 million voters.
13. But yeah, who's counting? I mean, who's counting? Come on. Here's a Republican who voted for Gillum that Roger interviewed.
So I support some of his things, some of the things I don't think he's very graceful with. But at the same time, it didn't persuade me either way to vote or not. I look at the best candidate. But Gillum's obviously a Democrat. I voted for another Democrat in the thing. Governor Scott. I voted for him for senator.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, folks, you think I'm making this stuff up about a split ticket? You could see, again, hypothetically, a Senator Nelson and a Governor Gillum.
Yeah. And when I asked him, what did you like about Gillum so much that you'd cause a Republican to vote for him? He said his personality.
Wow. Yeah.
But, Gillum's obviously a Democrat. I voted for another Democrat in the thing, Governor Scott. I voted for him for senator.
Why didn't you support Ron DeSantis, who's a Republican and a member of your party?
There's something about Gillum that I liked personality-wise, and, I don't think DeSantis really put much out there for us to know about him other than the fact that he's military. I just liked a little bit more about Gillum, I guess, and I want to give him a chance. I don't I don't look at the party all the time. I look at the people.
Doesn't look at the party. He looks at the people. Here's one Roger interviewed. He says she was a prison worker, and she's going to vote yes on Amendment 4 restoring voting rights back to felons.
And working at an all-male prison, I really got a chance to see that firsthand. I went to a meeting, and Tallahassee is like 10 years in restoring these people's right to vote. After I've done my time, and I've come out, and I'm a model citizen. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I have a 9-to-5 job. I'm paying my taxes. I made a mistake. Everybody makes mistakes.
Hold it. Can I stop right there? Do the people that are voting for this understand? Mm-hmm. I agree with her, what she's saying.
Right.
She says after they've served their time and they've proven to be a model citizen, folks, that means you don't automatically get your voting rights back. What the supporters are saying, that once they've showed to prove that they're a model, but yet this amendment would automatically give you your voting rights back as written, correct?
A lot of times I've spoken with people, yes, you are correct, it will be an automatic as soon as the sentence is fulfilled and you haven't had a chance to prove whether you're a model citizen, but they right. know people who have proven that they're a model citizen and they haven't gotten their votes right.
Well, I agree with that, but but they're all saying that they're taking their time. I mean, you can't tell if you're a model citizen in prison.
Exactly.
Because everybody's innocent in prison.
Exactly.
Nobody did it.
Okay, and I've done what I'm supposed to do. So now you're going to punish me for the rest of my life? I don't have a say-so? I think that's just really unfair.
All right, here's more of what she, you like this one.
But the process takes so long. When I went to this meeting, this one guy did a robbery when he was, I think he said 16. Come from a broken home, no guidance. He did his time, came out, retired from a really good job, and then all of a sudden they told him, oh, well, your voting rights is taken away, you can no longer vote.
Well, maybe that individual on the responsibility should find out how to get it. And that individual sounds like should have gotten their voting rights back as well. 888-882-8255. A lot of people weighing in on emails this morning. We got a lot of clips. It's all about you guys this morning. Is Donald Trump on the ballot this year? Want to know what you think. Do you believe that it's going to be Gillum for governor and Rick Scott for the U.S. Senate? Latest Quinnipiac University poll came out yesterday. Says, nope, it's actually 7-point leads for for Gillum and Bill Nelson. What do you think? What do you think about the amendments? What do you think about some of these man-on-the-street comments out there? You're going in voting already. What do you see? Long lines? Do you see any disruption? People wearing T-shirts out there? I'd love to hear from you. And by the way, how are you voting? Are you voting straight party line? What do you think about that? 222-TALK. 904-222-8255. Talk radio WBOB.
On I-295 South at Main Street in the Oceanway area, there has been a crash, and I-10 East going toward downtown right at the Lane Avenue exit. We're looking at another wreck there. Traffic this morning is being brought to you by Snyder Heating and Air Conditioning.
21 years in the Army, a Special Forces soldier, 4 Bronze Stars, including 2 with Valor. Lieutenant Colonel Michael Waltz knows how to lead. As a Green Beret, he served in combat in Afghanistan with tours across Europe, Africa, and the Middle East. But Michael Waltz didn't just lead in war. He is a small business owner who has created hundreds of jobs. Now, Michael Waltz is part of a new generation of American veterans who are ready to serve again in Congress. He will fight for Florida and work across the aisle to get things done. In Congress, he will fight to reduce regulations and keep taxes low, which will allow businesses to thrive and create high-paying jobs. Colonel Michael Waltz, the leader we need in Congress. Paid for by With Honor Fund, Inc., which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. WithHonor.org.
Hello, I'm Ted Yoho, and I'm your congressman for Florida's 3rd Congressional District. I'm asking for your support and your vote in this upcoming November 6th election. Let me tell you why. In the past 2 years, we've cut taxes and reduced regulations, creating the best economy in decades. Today, we have the lowest unemployment in recent history across all demographics. A stronger economy means a stronger job market. That means higher wages, increased benefits, and better opportunities. More importantly, we're improving education for all of our children. Whether it's in medicine, high tech, STEM and the arts, or high paying trade jobs, we're making sure that every child is educated today for the jobs of tomorrow. We want to make sure our schools are safe so children can learn free of fear. That's why we've provided funding for mental health counseling and enhanced security on campuses across our district. Now is the time to continue this focus on growing our economy and helping our children achieve their fullest potential. Let's keep the future bright. Visit TedYoho.com and please vote on November 6th. I'm Ted Yoho and I approve this message.
Clean those dirty tile and grout lines this week. Call Process Master 725-0440. 100% guaranteed results. The Tolleson family has owned and operated Process Master since 1976. Mark and Chris offer their national award-winning service to everyone. Call Process Master 725-0440.
Clean it up, everybody's cleaning up. 725-0440.
Process Master Clean.
725-0440.
Process Master Clean.
Partly cloudy today and a 20% chance of rain. We'll have a high of 86 degrees. This evening, there's about a 10% chance of showers with an overnight low of 68. Right now, 73 degrees at WBOB.
Laura Ingram, next at 9. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. So far, over 5 million votes have been cast, with 39.7% of them coming from Democrats. 39.3% have come from Republicans, and 21% have come from the others. Local election offices are predicting a voter turnout anywhere from 55 to 60%. And the final poll of the Florida midterms from the Quinnipiac University shows Democrats Andrew Gillum leading Republican candidate Ron DeSantis 50 to 43%. And for the U.S. Senate race, Bill Nelson leading Republican Governor Rick Scott 51 to 44%.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at wbob.com.
Man, I'm getting these emails. Democrats, Ed, we stand with Parkland. That's how we're voting this year. So there you go. There's some people supporting more gun control measures out there as well. Love to hear from you. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Do you see long lines at the we see long lies from the elected officials, but long lines at the ballot box this morning. What do you think? What's your prediction? Is Trump on the ballot? Are you voting a split party ticket? If you're Republican, you're voting for Democrats. Democrats say you're voting for Republicans. Where are you guys in some of the amendments out there? What do you think is going to happen tonight? Could Hurricane Michael, the aftermath, displace a lot of voters out there? Could that be beneficial to the Democrats? That is predominantly a red community in those six counties that are going to have early voting, or not early, but voting open up a little bit more. Also, some of the Democrats, we found Rogers out there interviewing a man on the street. He interviewed women. We call it man on the street, but women. Mm-hmm. Some of those that voted for Gillum voted for Rick Scott. Were you surprised by that?
I was not. And the reason why I wasn't, the polling data indicated that would be at least some of the vote, you know, because in many cases, Gillum was leading DeSantis by a lot more than the spread between Rick Scott and Bill Nelson.
What about the blue wave? Do you think there's going to be a big blue wave here in Florida? Red wave, stagnant wave? What do you think? 222-TALK. Love to hear from you. 904-222-8255. Roger Henderson was on the street this past week and interviewing people that had voted and were voting on all the issues, black, white, Hispanic, female, Republican, Democrat, and how they voted. Here's one on a couple of people on the amendment where they say they oppose Amendment 4.
Well, Florida does have a way to restore rights, but you have to wait 5 years and then apply for it. I don't think you should automatically get your rights back. I do understand that people have served their time and they will get their rights back as long as they go through the process. Voting is a privilege, and I think if you're a convicted felon, then you've kind of ruined that privilege. And you can get it back as long as you go through the process.
Yeah, I think there's an argument to sit back and say 5 years is probably too long. I mean, some would say, what about 1 to 2 years?
Right.
You know,
even with the 5-year waiting period involved, many of the people I've spoken to have seen it actually go longer than that because there's a lot of red tape you have to go through that a lot of people are just not savvy enough to have to navigate through.
Let's go to Mike. Mike, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Well, good morning. But the last caller actually echoed some of what I was saying, and I'm curious to know why somebody from the parole commission hasn't been consulted. to actually spell out what it takes for rights restoration and clemencies. And there is a waiting period, but the thing this amendment does is basically says only the most serious crime, murder and sexual batteries, but there are a lot of bad folks that committed a lot of other violent crimes that got pared down because of the, you know, the conviction process didn't allow them to be convicted of murder. They might have, you know, convicted them of an aggravated battery or something like this, and they're just as bad or
right,
whatever, you know. So why would you want to just automatically restore rights? We're throwing the baby out with the bathwater, and there is a process. Yes, it's a cumbersome process, but if the voting rights are that important, these folks should be willing to navigate that process. But the biggest issue is time, and I understand the state is taxed on that, and I don't mean monetarily, just the amount of time it takes to get these processes done. Maybe we need to beef up that system.
Mike, you have a very valid point. Do you know that underneath this constitutional measure, that the worst provocateur of ripping off people besides Ponzi's was Bernie Madoff? Do you know that Bernie Madoff, well, he's not going to live that long. Do you know that he would be able to get his voting rights back underneath this amendment?
Wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Yeah. Mike, how are you voting? Are you voting straight party line?
Believe it or not, I'm a registered Democrat, voted Republican down the line already.
No way.
And I voted no on every single amendment simply because that is not what constitutional amendments are supposed to do. That's what the legislature is supposed to do. And they pack these fluff items with things that, if you really look into it, are not benefiting the voters in the state of Florida. And that's what we bring our legislature.
All right, Mike, so here's a question. Some people are going to ask, give me a Reader's Digest answer. Number one, Roger's going to ask you this question. I understand where he's coming from. If you're going to vote Republican, why not register Republican? But number two, I mean, what turns you as a Democrat to continue, or why did you switch to vote at least for the Republican candidates?
Well, first off, I've been a registered Democrat my entire adult life, but the fact is, for the most part, the Democratic Party does not reflect my values. I'm kind of a legacy Democrat now. But a lot of it was because used to be you couldn't vote hardly in a primary election if you weren't a Democrat.
That's right.
Right. Well,
and now the Republican Party really is what, you know, they follow the lines that I believe in. And I've actually considered going ahead and switching over Republican because it seems like I go that route more often.
No. Right. Mike, stay as a Democrat so you can mess up the pollsters.
I was gonna ask you this too, Mike. Do you see, being a registered member of a party really only matters in the primaries. Do you find yourself voting for people who are at least more conservative as Democrats during the primary elections?
I do, or I vote for the Democrat that's least likely to defeat the Republican.
Okay.
All right. Mike, good to talk to you. You know, he says I'm a legacy Democrat out there. And by the way, you do know I won't mention any names. So I mentioned some of these names, you know who they are. Do you know in some of these cities, it's pure Democrats? I have Republican, mm-hmm. I mean, hardcore conservatives that are registered Democrats because they try to vote for the, as you point out, the more moderate Democrat. No Republicans are going to win.
Exactly, yeah. And hopefully try to, you know, make things line up more with their values.
Here's an individual who opposes Amendment 3. This would establish, quote, they say, local control over voting when it comes to expansion of gambling.
Yes, I've studied that a little bit because it sounds so great to let the voters make a decision. But the voters decide to make marijuana legal, and now they're wanting to make it recreational marijuana. So I don't really have that much faith in what the voters would do about gambling because they're going to go with as much media as they hear about stuff. You know, so that's why we have what's referred to as a democratic republic. We elect representatives that we hopefully and pray make the right decision.
So there's a guy who says, hey, I vote people in office to make these decisions. I don't want to leave it to everybody out there.
Exactly. And it said they've proven they can't be trusted because, after all, they voted for marijuana.
Here's one that says no to dog ban. They want to wait. No to banning dog racing.
Dog racing amendment. If you read further into it, that's going to
It spells out, it doesn't just say dog racing, it also says amateur dog sports. So, for example, if you've got a Labrador Retriever and they have these competitions where you can throw a ball into the water and let your lab go get it, something that he's going to do.
I got a black lab. I mean, she does that. I mean, she fetches very good.
It's about to be illegal if that passes.
Yeah, evidently this is a guy who, he doesn't support it, right?
Obey the law. No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he must have lost a lot on the last talk last week.
Anyway, you can't do that anymore. And it would also restrict dog hunting and so forth. I'm not a dog hunter, but, you know, it's very popular.
Dog hunting?
I think he means hunting for maybe deer.
Yeah, I've had two bird dogs. What'd you do? Yeah.
You're with your dog.
Do you know that Roger and I went out hunting last year, took two shotguns and three dogs, and 2 hours later we came back for more dogs?
Yeah.
That'll sink in. Roger's like, what?
So it's going to restrict amateur activities as well. It doesn't specifically say professional dog racing with greyhounds.
Interesting on that one. Here's another one. Prison ministry opposes Amendment 4.
My wife and I have a prison ministry, and we know what it's like for these guys to be in prison. If, in fact, they have served their time, they've done good behavior, they get out, fulfill their probation, they should have the opportunity to support their country and vote and make choices. I don't think it should be a blanket thing. I think they need to go through a process. I think probably a bigger thing would be to let all these kids that are out there committing crime to know what they're going to lose if they do the crime.
So there's a prison ministry that says, no, we actually oppose Amendment 4.
Right.
So, more on the other side. Push your calls at Talk Radio, WBOB.
On 95 North, just before Dunn Avenue, there's a broken down car on the side of the road. And if you're at 95 South at mile marker 331 in St. Johns County, you'll see another car with engine trouble.
The Bojangles Country Fried Steak Biscuit may be their greatest biscuit ever. And they're on sale now for just 99 cents. You heard right. Bojangles Country Fried Steak Biscuits, now just 99 cents and served all day for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Bojangles on Beach, Southside, and Blanding.
Hunting season's here, so let me ask you this. Are you really going to try to squeeze another year out of that wore-out ATV of yours? You need to get down to Jacksonville Power Sports, where you can compare three brands under one roof. Take advantage of the great deals on Kawasaki, Can-Am, or Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides. Jacksonville Power Sports. They got knowledgeable salespeople, a well-stocked parts department, and a service department that fixes them right the first time. Jacksonville Power Sports. Your hunt starts here. Visit JacksonvillePowerSports.com. That's JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Partly cloudy today. We'll see a high of 86 this evening. Partly cloudy with a low of 68. Right now it's 73 at WBOB.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at WBOB.com.
We're getting emails, Rogers, from people that are standing in the polls listening to him on their smartphones. They said, Ed, we like to call in, but we're afraid we may disrupt some of the Democrats listening. So I'm like, okay. If you want to listen to us, go online or by your smartphones, go to WBOB.com, WBOB.com.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The economy, health care, and immigration among key issues driving voters to the polls in today's midterm elections. President Trump has been campaigning nonstop for Republicans in the run-up to today's voting. He stumped last night for Republican Senate candidate Josh Hawley in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Brought to New York from Florida, the man accused of mailing pipe bombs to Democrats, due in court later today, Cesar Sayoc allegedly sent a total of 16 devices. None of them blew up. Prosecutors want him held without bond. Amazon not commenting on reports that it plans to split its new headquarters between two locations, possibly in New York City and Arlington, Virginia. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 41 points. NASDAQ futures off 19, and S&P futures currently 5 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Good morning. If you're at 95 going north of Dunn Avenue, you'll see a broken down car on the right side of the highway. In St. Johns County, 95 south at mile marker 301, 331 again, another car with engine trouble there. That one is on the left. We do see backup on the traffic cams. Partly cloudy today. We're looking at about a 1 in 5 chance of rain on this election day. 86 degrees the high. Partly cloudy this evening. Overnight the low, 68. Right now it's 73 at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The final poll of the Florida midterms from the Quinnipiac University shows Democrat candidate Andrew Gillum leading Republican candidate Ron DeSantis 50-43. And for the U.S. Senate race, Senator Bill Nelson leading Republican Governor Rick Scott 51%-44%. So far, over 5 million votes have been cast, with 39.7% of them coming from Democrats, 39.3% have come from Republicans, and 21% have come from the others. Local election offices are predicting a voter turnout anywhere from 55 to 60%.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at wbob.com.
All right, we want to hear from you at 222-TALK, 904-222-8255. Couple questions. Do you believe Trump is on the ballot this year? Do you believe we're going to see a split ticket? Could it be possible? Could it be a Governor DeSantis and a Senator Nelson, or Senator Scott and a Governor Gillum? Like to hear from you. Did any of you switch party lines? Did you say, Ed, I voted for some Republicans and I voted for a couple Democrats, or some of the Democrats say, hey, I voted for some of the members of the GOP? How did you locally vote as well? And also, how did you vote on some of the amendments? 222-TALK, 222-8255. Before I get to the phones, Roger, here, I'll get this potted up here. Roger was interviewing people coming out of the early voting polling locations and was interviewing people of both colors, both political parties, both genders. Here's one that came out and said one of the big reasons why their voting was because of Brett Kavanaugh.
I mean, I feel like probably a lot of young people went to parties, but I feel like that his statements were truthful. And I feel like if you have to read off of a piece of paper, you're probably not putting your heart and soul behind it. You shouldn't, as a young woman, walk the streets at night. You shouldn't go to a party alone. You shouldn't not have a ride home already set in place ahead of time. You should have someone you can call if you're in a dangerous...
Okay, currently I would agree with her. I mean, this has happened 36 years ago. Uber wasn't around. Neither were cell phones for the most part.
Situation where you feel in fear for your life. Just because what this woman said probably wasn't true doesn't make all the other true cases less real. And lots of people do end up in very bad situations, and that doesn't excuse any of it just because he is innocent.
Okay, but there's a female that says, hey, you can't excuse all the other stuff, but I felt he was more trustworthy than Christine Ford.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And the fact of the matter is the Kavanaugh controversy has drawn a lot of Republicans to the polls this midterm.
All right. A lot of people want to weigh in. Let's go to Dan. Dan, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, well, I'm a Democrat, and I voted Republican all the way down the list. I also voted no on gambling. Reason being is, like here in Jacksonville, there's a lot of these people that are opening up these alleged arcades, and they're fronts for people to run drugs out of. And if they start doing this into a gambling situation, it's going to get even worse. I voted yes on the ban on dog racing. I just think these animals have been put through the ringer. You know, I don't think they're as well cared for as like a thoroughbred horse, something like that. I said no on the prison, only because there are so many situations where guys are Kenning Klein's. I heard another guy said, you know, these other guys are shooting aggravated battery, shooting into a dwelling of a home, you know, where people are sleeping. I mean, these are conscious decisions made by bad persons, people. And, you know, these are the people that are going to come out here and make choices that are going to affect the rest of us.
All right. So Dan says, thank you for the call. Dan says, I'm a Democrat. I voted straight GOP. Let's go to Brian. Brian, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, Ed, I'm a real conservative, just like most of your callers. In fact, I'll vote against myself, unlike probably some of your real conservative callers. And with that preface, you know, I just want to call in before the results come in. And those of us, we've got to start realizing how, you know, far the electorate shifts. And we can't be getting our dream candidates out of the primary and hope to win the general. Not today. You know,
right.
Obama has won Florida twice. And I don't understand these people in the primary to go for these red meat candidates. And granted, I voted for DeSantis. I do want to make sure I disclose that. Not because he was my first choice, but because Adam got desperate and started attacking Ron for conservatism. And, you know, I just couldn't allow for that in a primary. But we conservative Republicans need to stop thinking that we can just push our dream candidate and then we scratch our head how somebody as bad as Gillum looks like he's going to beat DeSantis today.
You may. Well, your point may be valid later tonight. If DeSantis loses, I you wouldn't be surprised. A lot of people said, you know, like Brian, I voted for DeSantis, but Adam Putnam would have been the shoo-in.
Yeah.
Some have said. So, of course, the other side was saying that about Gwynne Graham as well. George, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Yeah, good morning. Just to follow up on that call, I voted for Putman, but I quietly helped DeSantis after he won. I just didn't think he was ready to win this election, but we hope he will. The other point I wanted to make is that Corrine Brown, this mayor, and Sheriff Rutherford all sent out flyers by mail in the early part of their elections, but they still did all of the stuff that our candidates are doing now. I think it's extremely important to do that. A good flyer would be the real wording of the constitutional amendments, and I would suggest everybody actually read the real wording before they vote. And on the other side, the things that Republicans have done right.
You know, that's kind of an interesting take. Some of people have made this suggestion. Why don't we put a limit on how many amendments can be placed on the ballot every election season?
They need to do that in California. I think they have 100 and something.
Well, I know that. I'm not worried about California. I'm just more worried about Florida.
Exactly.
Maybe that there could be an argument for that. Let's go to James. James, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning. Sorry about my voice. Yeah, I think your job may actually be on the ballot if Gillum gets elected. With him increasing corporate tax rates, just think of all the new jobs that were created in Florida due to the Trump tax cuts. You may see some of that going away if corporations see a spike in taxation. So those out there voting for Gillum may be voting their job away if they're a new employee, especially due to the Trump tax cuts.
Yeah, that's we played. Hey, thank you for the call. We had a man on the individual on the street, because you don't know some of these days who you're interviewing. But anyway, we've been playing them. I mean, great email responses. Roger interviewed some people over the weekend, both races, political parties, mm-hmm. ethnicities, all that kind of stuff.
Talked to Hispanics as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they looked at Roger. And Roger had to give out food vouchers just to get some of the interviews out there.
It was tough getting Republicans. It almost seemed to me like there wasn't as much enthusiasm when I would see a Republican. Maybe they've got a sticker on their car. No, I don't want to
talk. Just
walk
up and say, I'm Roger Henderson. Now then, you know. but here's the thing is that some of the people didn't give a flip about they actually think minimum wage. These people supporting Gillum think a minimum wage won't hurt small business. We'll get to that clip here in a little bit.
They need to wait their 5 years, go through what is requested of them by the state. And at that point, if it's felt by the judges that they're able to get there and the governor, if they're able to have their rights restored, then
there's a female who says no to Amendment 4. Let's go to Alan. Alan, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning.
Hey.
You guys are missing this whole thing. This ain't about Democrats and Republicans. This is a race war right here. This is where it's going to start.
How so?
how so is that they want to take over, and for the last 200 years, the white man has been running the show. Now it's going to be reversed.
Really?
This place starts. Yep.
I heard this back when Obama became president. I don't remember seeing that.
Well, they want the House, they want the Senate, and they're going to get the governors, and everything's going to change. It's going to go liberalism. It's going to go socialism. And this country's going to go to hell.
But you think it's going to be a race war?
Yep.
All right.
Because of black people.
Because of black people.
And
I will say
this, and a lot of the black people I know, voters, even some of the people I spoke with, they gave me the sense that the reason why they were voting against their own values and not voting for Republicans is they felt that at the grassroots level, there was a lot of racism in the Republican Party against blacks.
Yeah, but can I just get okay, fine. You can have that view. Just give me some reasons why.
Yeah.
I mean, even the last caller, they want this, and who's they? Everybody, hey, in the words from Tears from Fears from 1985, everybody wants to rule the world. All right?
Okay.
But what does it profit a man if he did?
Uh-huh.
You know, I just want to rule the radio world. All right, let's go to Bruce. Bruce, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, how you doing? I thought you guys might be interested. I'm traveling on business and flipping through the channels and picking you up in Rock Hill, South Carolina this morning.
Hey, great. I know that area quite well. Thank you, Bruce.
I looked on the map. That's in the Charlotte metro area, if I'm not mistaken. Charlotte, North Carolina. Yeah. It's on the border.
Yeah.
Sure is. Anyway, I thought the last call was a little bit out there and kind of illustrated what you were talking about, is this impression of conservatives as racist. I think deep down the country is a good country, and we take care of each other and we like each other. And in general, we're not a racist country. There are racists, and there always will be. Gosh, there's racists in the black community.
Right.
There's racists in every community, and there always will be. And we're never going to eliminate that, but we can eliminate institutional racism.
Hey, Bruce. Bruce, can I ask you a quick question? Are you listening online through one of the smartphones, your Android phones?
No, I'm listening on my car radio.
Okay, so Bruce, let me ask a question. My father is from Aiken, South Carolina. He's a minister. And you know what? And we've had this question before. If racism is so perpetuated out there, why is it that the majority of legislators you see from the black community are from southern states?
I've always found that interesting. And I work with a lot of people up north who really have a superior attitude with regard to racism. And what I always tell them is, you know, the worst race wars in the ever occurred were in Boston, pretty much. And the other thing I don't get is in the South, Northerners moved to the South. The South is full of Northern, born Northern people now.
Right.
So who are we going to blame this all on? I mean, at some point in time, 400 years ago, things were different and people were wrong. But they saw the error of their ways and they changed. And now we're trying to do things the right way. It's not an institutional thing now. And yeah, there's some catching up to do. Mm-hmm. But we've made a lot of, I don't know, this might sound condescending, but in my opinion, I think we've made a lot of concessions to try to make things better.
Sure.
In the best way we could. And now we're even doing better at that because we're getting more views and more elected officials from the ethnic communities, so that we're getting a real voice. They're getting a real voice, not what we think is their voice. Uh-huh. You know.
Hey, Bruce. First off, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, you bet.
And always, you can always email me or edit WBOB.com. I'd always appreciate the call. So let's take some more calls. Let's go to John. John, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, I wanted to touch base on the offshore drilling.
Yes, sir.
Being a Jacksonville native who actually went out to Louisiana and the North Sea and worked in the offshore oil industry, first off, I can't believe they got vape smoking on the same amendment. What a joke. What an insult to anybody.
Right.
But what I'm going to say is obviously I support it, and there's a reason for that. There's unfortunately, a lot of young men and women who really don't have any kind of real education, and their opportunities are limited. In the offshore oil industry, you can go in with minimal education, keep your nose to the grindstone, and they really have no glass ceiling. You can really go somewhere. You can create something for your family, have a decent insurance and retirement plan. So I saw that all the time. People that came from the backwoods of Mississippi came down to the coast of Louisiana, and after a while were making decent money, supporting their family, again, with minimal education, and ended up, you know, getting good training within the industry. So when I look and I see a lot of young people with no real opportunity, to me, this is an excellent opportunity, especially for young men.
What is your definition of a good income? Someone doing this for 5 years and they're working hard, what are they making roughly?
Probably in the 70s by the time you go 5 years.
Okay.
Now.
I got to get running, man. I got to get running, guys. I'm only on. I appreciate the call. I was. I've heard guys tell me they make big money offshore drilling.
Six-figure income, yeah.
Anyway, 46 minutes after the hour. Just we got more of the clips coming up. A lot of great calls this morning. Love to hear from you at 222-TALK, 222-8255. How did you vote? A lot of Democrats said, hey, I voted Republican. We've got some clips. So, Roger interviewed some people. Republicans voting for Gillum out there. Go figure. More on the other side. I want to hear from you this morning right here on Talk Radio, WBOB.
On 995 going south at the Martin Luther King Parkway exit, there has been an accident. We do see some backup on the traffic cams in 295 south before Atlantic on the East Beltway. There's a broken down car.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Hello, I'm Ted Yoho, your congressman for Florida's 3rd Congressional District here in North Central Florida. Prior to being your conservative voice in Washington, I was a veterinarian and business owner. I didn't get into politics for a career. I got involved for a cause and a love of our great country, to preserve the American dream for future generations, which is why our team has been busy working to protect that dream by helping make our nation energy independent, decreasing rules and regulations that stifle business growth, and lowering taxes for all Americans. Like you, we aren't interested in political bickering. We're interested in getting things done, and we have. Right now, we have historic unemployment, increasing wages, and more take-home pay at the end of the month. Folks, this election comes down to the promise of a prosperous, brighter tomorrow, or a return to the dark, failed policies of the past. A prosperous tomorrow means freedom, liberty, and opportunity for you and your family. I'm asking for your vote on November 6th. Let's keep our future bright. I'm Ted Yoho, and I approve this message. How about you?
The year was 1957, and Elvis Presley purchased a mansion in Memphis and named it Graceland. And in Liverpool, the Cavern Club opened and featured the Beatles, which is where the Fab Four got their start. 1957 was also the year that the Bogers family opened their shoe store in Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by 3 board-certified podiatrists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom-make orthotics in their on-site lab. And for the month of November, the Birkenstock Boston is the shoe of the month, and you will receive a 10% discount off Dansko shoes. Some restrictions apply. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoe success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Holiday season is busy enough. Leave the cooking to the Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, just west of 295. Dine in, drive through, or use Uber Eats. The Original Cronus Gyros, shrimp, fish, oysters, wings, and more. The Original Tunis Restaurant can cater any occasion. 317-9300. Talk with Z, the owner and founder. Ask Z how your church or civic group can use the Original Tunis Restaurant for your next fundraiser. The Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, open 7 days a week. Come meet Z, the founder.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the biggest changes we've seen since I started working here in 1980 is how we have to travel to the world markets to buy. There are a bunch of things that cause this, but the biggest has to do with Underwood's quality standard. For example, in diamonds, we have to see and gemologically evaluate a diamond to see if it'll fit inside our stringent quality standards. If we're at the market, whether it's in New York, Hong Kong, Africa, or India, we have the huge selections to pick from, and our standard will never be compromised. We get the prices we expect for Underwood quality. And as a result, we control our diamond stock instead of a diamond dealer just sending us what he wants us to have. And we're able to offer these beautiful, carefully selected diamonds that we're proud to put the Underwood name on. And they're available right now at Underwood's in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Partly cloudy today, 20% chance of rain with a high of 86 this evening. Less rain overnight, the low 68, and right now it is 73 at WBOB.
Laura Ingram, next at 9. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
So I walked downstairs during the break here in the big studios here. There's a voting precinct downstairs, right, Roger?
Uh-huh.
And I thought the line was here to see me. I was ready to sign autographs. They're like, no, where's Roger?
Big, big line out there, yeah.
Yeah. So anyways.
They were asking for you by name?
No, I mentioned your name. They were asking you for your name. So.
I think you ought to take some selfies with the people in line.
I don't have time to take selfies. All right. Anyway, hey, Roger Henderson was at the voting polling locations, at the ballot locations over the weekend, was interviewing people of all colors, races, ethnicities, political parties. Here's some what he got, some of the responses. Here's a big Gillum supporter.
I Andrew Gillum because I like what he stands for in the area where I work downtown. I think they need someone like him to come and kind of reform the state and make things better for their lives.
Interesting. I guess that you don't think Mayor Curry's doing a good enough job, so Gillum's going to clean up the downtown here.
Right. This seems like he's going to do something. He's already the mayor of Tallahassee, and I'm just hoping that he's going to maybe change the state of Florida. Father was a bus driver, the struggle, and I think he bring with the struggle of regular people. That's what we're going through in America, the struggle.
The struggle. And the struggle is real, yo, in some cases
that's
as
right.
well. Here's one voted based on Trump's endorsements.
I looked online a little bit before I came up to the balloting station, and I saw that, who President Trump was backing. That's who I went with. So I vote down party lines, and I back our president 100%. And anybody that he says that we should vote for, that's who I'm going with.
All right, there's one votes straight party line. Here's one that says no to DeSantis.
How passionate were you about this particular election?
For the primary, I guess not as passionate as I will be in November.
Today.
I just really don't want someone like Ron DeSantis coming in and being our next governor.
What bothers you about Ron DeSantis?
A lot. How much he supports our president and doesn't really seem to have many other passions other than just following what Donald Trump says.
Interesting. Here's, I got a lot more to play here, and I want to get to more of these clips here in just a moment. The question is, how will the election turn out? Will some of you vote straight party line? Will some of you change things around?
Seeing a collapsing of our political discourse. My opponent, as soon as he won the Republican nomination for governor, went on Fox News and said to voters here in the state of Florida not to monkey this state up by electing me.
So that was Andrew Gillum at the second debate. To your... when you interviewed a lot of people, for the most part, even those in the black community, it was about Gillum, minimum wage. They like Gillum. I didn't hear really anything about, well, DeSantis is a racist.
I didn't hear any of that at all.
But evidently, some of the callers that call this radio should depict that, which is not true of the black community.
Yeah. Some people were inspired by Gillum, even some Republicans. In fact, one Republican I spoke with said he voted for Rick Scott. He's Republican, but he liked DeSantis because his persona impressed him. So...
shooting death of Trayvon Martin. We know that this law has no place in civilized society. It makes society more dangerous for everybody. The fact that you can have an individual who becomes judge, juror, and executioner all in their own minds under the cover and the protection of the law.
And yet we got some people that say they're going to vote for Gillum based on stand your ground.
Mm.
Wait, are you still going to vote something that happened 5 years later, 6 years later with Trayvon Martin?
There are a lot of people who believe the gun problem is still an issue. You know, you talk about the school shooting in South Florida, the gun violence out there. In fact, I saw one guy, had an NRA cap on, wanted to talk to him. He didn't want to speak to me about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Don't forget, 3 weeks, Roger, 3 weeks from this Friday will be our second year anniversary. It's going to be packed. Hundreds will be here. We love to see you. It's just a way of saying thank you to you that have made this show what it is. We're thankful to God every day for this show, but also to you every day that's made this show the three fastest hours anywhere. As we say in Morning Talk Radio, it's a free event, free food, free entertainment. We're going to give away, man, into the thousands of dollars of gift cards, cash prizes out there. We're going to be doing it the Friday after Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday. But you got to get on the list. Two ways you can do it. Go to eventbrite.com, type in the keywords WBOB or Ed Dean, or email me, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com, so I can get you on the list from 6 to 9, Friday, November the 30th, right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
If you're an I-10 going east, look out for a broken down truck right before Stockton and at 95 South at Dunn Avenue. Apparently, something fell off of a truck. Cars are now trying to avoid that lane.
I'm Lou Dimes. Uber and Lyft offering discounted rides to the polls today. The governor of Maine fleeing his state's income tax and Amazon splitting its new headquarters. Those stories next.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
After months of heavy and hard campaigning, the midterm elections have arrived. Be sure to vote. And ride-sharing companies Lyft and Uber are offering discounted rides to the polls for voters who need transportation. Lyft offering half-price rides, Uber offering $10 off the cost of a ride to the polls nationwide. No matter how the balloting goes, one elected official plans to vote with his feet. The governor of Maine, Paul LePage, says he's had it with the state's income tax. He plans to move to Florida. The two-term governor says he's heading south because Florida has no income tax and very low property taxes. Amazon says it will split its second headquarters between two cities, approximately 25,000 employees to be hired for each location. Just no word on where they'll be. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
It's time to start planning your 2018 Christmas party, and the Salem Center is the perfect location. We have an auditorium that can be decorated beautifully, and we can host your get-together for as few as 20 people or as many as 400. Plus, the Salem Center has that wow factor you will want for your holiday party. A sit-down lunch or dinner? Yes, we can do that. A mix-and-mingle event? Yep, we can do that too. An auditorium-style Christmas program? Of course, we can do it all. And also, with a memorable style at a price point that is very reasonable. So give us a call now. We have space available, but we are filling up very quickly. The number, 861-0440. That's 861-0440. Ask for our hospitality directors, Angie or Beverly. Call now, 861-0440. Again, that's 861-0440. Ask for Angie or Beverly. 861-0440. That's 861-0440.
Today, partly cloudy, only a very slight chance of rain. Our high 86. This evening, a low of 68, currently 73 at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
At 7 o'clock tonight, we're going to have election coverage. We're going to have our panel discussions, all of this coming about, like I said, about 7 o'clock tonight. Kevin Derby, editor from floridadaily.com, Bill Carter, former CNN news correspondent. He's a commentator for the Florida Radio Network. So all of this coming. 8 o'clock hour. We got a lot more clips to play, plus your calls at 222-TALK, 222-8255, Talk Radio, WBOB.